Welcome to the Head to Heal podcast, where you'll go head over heels learning about how the body and the brain work together to either feed disease or fight it. I'm your host, Jordana Sade, certified holistic nutritionist and founder of the Mindful Clinic. With a background in nutrition, behavioral neuropsychology, and hypnosis, I'm going to walk you through the root cause of your symptoms and disordered behaviors. The body has an innate ability to heal. No one is destined for illness, and most, if not all, disorders can be reversed. Come with me as we develop a new understanding of how you can use your head to heal and truly thrive. Hey guys, welcome back to the Head to Heal podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Sade, certified holistic nutritionist, hypnotherapist, and founder of the Mindful Clinic. I am coming to you live from my backyard today, my friends. So if the sound is a little bit off, I did not bring my mic up and I'm very sorry, but it is too beautiful of a day and I'm not going to waste another summer day in my basement at the podcast studio. So this is really important too, because this topic has been circulating throughout my network, my community. It's also something that I personally dealt with recently, and I really needed to bring it to you now and not wait until later or a rainy day to record it. So here we go. Today, we're going to be talking about how the deadline is derailing you. So what do I really mean by that? Okay. What I'm talking about is when we decide, I want something. I want to lose weight. I want to be famous. I want to make more money. I want a new job. I want a relationship. And I want it by this specific date. What we're doing is we're creating a deadline. And the problem with that deadline is that the deadline comes from a very egoic place. So the ego is really fixated on how things are supposed to look. It's like, how am I perceived by other people? How do I perceive myself? The ego is all about like the way that we come across, and by hyperfixating on like control and needing things to be perfect, like perfectionism falls into the ego. And so when the ego goes, all right, I want to lose weight, but it has to happen by this specific date, the body feels like, oh my gosh, now I have this added pressure, right? And so we've talked a bit about this before, but if we have pressure on something, I want you to think about something that's very pressurized, right? Like more often than not, when I talk to my clients, one of the biggest hurdles that they have to get over is how to let go of putting so much pressure on themselves. Because a lot of my clients are afraid that if they stop controlling things, that they're going to lose control, right? And so I want you to think about something like a ticking time bomb. So you think about a time bomb, the time bomb is under pressure. It's under so much pressure. There's pressure on the time bomb. And the only way that the time bomb can blow up or lose control is because it's under control, right? So the more pressure that we put on something, the more potential for loss of control. And when we think about weight loss from a very holistic place, holistic as in like whole body, mind, soul, when we think about weight loss from a very holistic place, and we trust that if the body is balanced and healthy, the weight will of course come off because it's not healthy or adaptive for the body to hold on to weight, then what do you think adding a deadline to that procedure or that process is going to do? It's going to add pressure. And if we're under pressure, then the body is not going to feel safe. And if the body doesn't feel safe, you're not going to let go of weight. Not only that, but adding something like a deadline and that pressure that it creates more anxiety. Because then what the ego is doing is it's constantly evaluating, am I working towards the goal? Am I working away from the goal? Did this thing that I eat, is it in line with my goal? Is it not in line with my goal? And where our attention goes, our energy flows, right? So the more we focus on those thoughts, the more we feed them. The thoughts we focus on, we feed, and then they grow and grow and grow. And so if you think about your brain like a beautiful garden, and on one side you have these beautiful flowers, and then on the other side you have all of these weeds, and like the weeds are like the bad thoughts we don't want to have, and you know, the thoughts of restriction, the thoughts of punishment, the I'm not good enough thoughts. All we're doing by adding a deadline is creating the potential to water those bad thoughts. And the more we feed those bad thoughts, the more they're going to grow and grow and grow. And when they grow and grow and grow, we're going to create an identity around them. And then we're going to like behave in ways that are consistent to that identity. And so if it sounds like I'm speaking total gibberish right now, stay with me. I'm going to make this very easy to understand. Okay. I'm going to tell you what brought this all up in the first place. I have a client in the Mindful Method and she just joined. She's very new. And she's getting so excited. She's like, oh my gosh, we're having so much fun. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better. And she's saying to herself, she's saying, you know, I have a wedding to go to in 2 months. And I want to fit into this dress. So my goal is to lose 10 pounds for this wedding. So I want to lose 10 pounds in 2 months. And I'm like, great. What's awesome is the goal of wanting to lose 10 pounds. That is very doable. But once we add the 2 months onto the back of that, is it possible to lose 10 pounds in 2 months? Absolutely. You can lose 10 pounds in 1 week if you believe that it's possible. But if you hold the deadline of I have to lose the 10 pounds in this 2 months, the ego is like, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how it has to be. And then the body feels unsafe and goes on a completely different program. You're then more likely to self-sabotage because now everything that you do, every meal that you have, the ego is going to evaluate, is this working towards my goal of losing the 10 pounds in 2 months, or is it working against my goal? Is it working with my goal or against my goal? And if you ever behave in a way where it works against your goal, here we go with the guilt and shame cycle. You're going to say, oh no, starting again tomorrow, or that's the last thing I can have that day, or I may as well skip dinner. And then aren't we just back in the exact same place, back in the dieting world, back from the thing that we're trying to get out of? And so creating the deadline actually puts you back in the yo-yo cycle of dieting. And if there's one thing that you can take from this and take from my work, diets do not fucking work. We know that. It is scientifically proven. Diets have a 98% fail rate. So how is it different to say, I want to lose 10 pounds in 2 months to go to this wedding? How is that different than saying, I'm just not going to eat sweets for 2 months? Because if the way that you think that you're going to lose that weight, and especially because we're human, we're not stupid. The human brain is very intelligent. And so if the human brain knows that if I eat things like junk food, et cetera, I am going to gain more weight. If you have that type of contingency or that program running, or that's something that you believe, then you're not going to allow yourself the opportunity to be able to eat what you like and hear those intuitive hunger cues, because the ego is going to take over and is going to hyperfixate on, is this working towards my goal or against it? Okay. So that's kind of the first component, right? It's like, as soon as we put the deadline there, the body doesn't feel safe. So you're more likely to go into store mode and you're going to self-sabotage, because anything that you have that's not in line with the goal, you're going to create an identity around and start to say and think to yourself, like, this is bad. This isn't working in line with my goals. And therefore, I need to punish or restrict, et cetera, which gets us back into that yo-yo restrict and binge cycle. Okay. But let's talk a little bit deeper about the control factor. Okay. When we're trying to control the outcome, there is nothing wrong than wanting to lose weight. There's nothing wrong in wanting to be the healthiest version of you. There's nothing wrong than wanting to fit into a tight pair of jeans. There's nothing wrong than wanting to work on your appearance. Like, there's just nothing wrong with those things. Where things get a little bit tricky is when we try to control how that is going to look. Because like I said, if we think about the ego and its relationship to the soul or the id or the part of us that's a bit more subconscious is just like the conscious and the subconscious mind, right? The conscious mind is like, the goal is I want to lose 30 pounds. I want to be rich. I want to be famous. And the subconscious is where all of our habits and behaviors are. So if the goal is I want X, Y, and Z, but you behave in ways that are inconsistent with that goal, then the subconscious is on a completely different program, right? And so when the ego starts to get involved in this is exactly how it's going to look, the subconscious part of you starts to think, I need to fix or change, or there's something wrong with me. And if the identity is there's something wrong with me, there's going to be so much more opportunity and motivation to engage in self-coping mechanisms and self-soothing. And it's often done, especially with my community, through overindulging. And the cool thing is, or not cool, but the funny thing is, the brain is going to tell you some crazy shit to get you to engage in whatever it wants you to engage in. You're going to start to rationalize. I just had a private client session and she's so sweet. She's doing so well. And she's like, I'm just eating less and less with all my meals. It's a miracle. I don't even know how it's happening. And I'm like, yes, that's the magic. That's what we do. And then she said, she ate dinner and she said, I was still hungry. And so I made myself this little mini sandwich and, you know, it's fine because my meals are smaller throughout the day. And so like, of course I can have this small sandwich. It was just a mini size sandwich. And I said, whoa, can I offer a reframe? Because the fact that the meals are getting smaller is great. And the fact that you want the sandwich after dinner is okay too. But don't let your brain trick you into thinking that having that sandwich is okay because of the small meals. Do you see how the brain rationalizes? It almost like tricks you into thinking like, it's totally fine if I do this because of X, Y, and Z, because the brain is trying to rationalize and find meaning and make things okay and kind of make the ego feel better. When at the end of the day, like you can have the sandwich just because you want it, but don't have it because your meals are getting smaller throughout the day. Because what will start to happen is your brain will start to associate that if my meals are getting smaller, then I can start to overindulge and eat other things in addition to these small meals because I'm like making up for them or some kind of weird contingency. And if that's what the brain believes, then you will always be overindulging. Hopefully you're following me at this point, but the brain can tell you some crazy shit to get you to engage in that behavior, but you'll know how you feel about it usually after the fact when you're like, I don't know if I really needed that. And so be careful and listen to the narrative and how the brain is going to rationalize and how the ego is going to try and tell you things to get you to engage in a behavior, especially if it's not necessarily in line with your goals. The brain can be very tricky. So let's go back to control. When we try and control the outcome, for example, my desire is I want to let go and release all of the extra adipose tissue. Adipose tissue is just another word for fat. All of the extra adipose tissue that my body does not need. It is normal, especially for a woman, to have fat on her body, especially for some of the organs and hormonal processes. However, anything in addition to that, I would like to release. That's my goal. My goal is I'd like to release all of the additional fat. I'd like to look and feel good about myself. And I'd like to wear really nice clothes. I love fashion. So I like to buy clothes. I like to wear clothes. I like to look fancy. I like to look pretty. I like to put outfits together in the morning. I'm very materialistic that way. But those are my goals. So does it really matter if I'm in a size 2 or a size 6? If I'm at the size 6, I look and feel amazing. And I'm like, I look in the mirror every day and I'm like, oh my gosh, my body's getting fitter and fitter every single day. Do I have to be in the size 2? No, but if I create that deadline for myself or if I try and control the outcome, the only way that I'm going to be happy is if I lose 10 pounds in 2 months or if I fit into the size 2, then you are never, ever going to be happy and you'll continue to sabotage that outcome. Rather than just being like, hey, universe, hey, body, I have a desire to let go of all of the weight that I no longer need. Show me the way. That's it, right? And then you just leave it open and you see what happens. Right now, my weight, I'm about 9 pounds heavier than I was before I went into pregnancy. The weird thing is my legs are smaller, so I fit into different jeans. And I think that's just because I've done a lot of energy work around like balancing my feminine. And when we have feminine imbalances, we tend to hold weight more in our hips and our thighs. And so I've done a lot of work in that area. So I think my body's just releasing stored energy and stored emotions that I've held on to for years. But I am still 9 pounds over what I typically would weigh. So if I try and control the outcome and that like I have to be at this specific weight, then I would not be sitting here wearing like an awesome outfit I bought yesterday because I would still be feeling shitty about myself. And here's the funny thing about control. Not to be too dramatic. Okay. You know me already. But your need to control is actually ruining your progress. I know that you think controlling the number of sweets you have after dinner, or the length of your workouts after you eat a big meal, or the amount of calories you eat in every single day, or how many carbs you're allowed to eat for breakfast will actually prevent you from losing control. But just like the ticking time bomb, here's the thing. This is not an issue about control. It's an issue with not establishing a relationship with yourself, your intuition, and most importantly, your body. Okay? When you are disconnected from your truth, when you're disconnected from your inner wisdom, from your soul, and your true desires, the ego wants to grasp onto straws to gain control as a meaning of finding stability and security. It's like when we feel disconnected because we grew up in places where people told us not good enough, we tried to conform to have friends or keep attachment, whatever. When we've been through those experiences and we feel disconnected from our inner self, the ego is like, how the fuck am I going to manage? How am I going to make it? How am I going to have friends? How am I going to stay alive? And the ego starts to create all of these like rules and boundaries and all of these like restrictions in order for us to fit in. As long as you are trying to fit in, your body will never fit because you're not allowing it to do what it needs to do to balance itself out. Okay. And the ego does this to find security. Like, this is all about safety. But the reality is, like, you guys are already safe. Like, you're not in any immediate danger. And the biggest danger that you're giving to yourself is by thinking that if you don't hyperfixate and control everything, that you will lose control. Because what you're really saying there is, I don't trust myself. And if you don't trust yourself, who can you trust? And so this no longer becomes a situation or an experience where we need to understand how to eat healthy. This becomes a situation where we need to understand and reestablish a relationship with our body, which is something that, honestly, in the majority of women that I know, not even just in my community, of course, everybody in MFM and probably who follow me, but like just people that I meet, like women that I meet, in 99% of the time, they are not connected to their body. They have no fucking clue. They've rejected their body. They've told their body, like, you're not good enough. You're not attractive. I have to change you in order to be better. And like I said, like, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be healthy, but do it from a place of like, I want to experience health and not there's something wrong with me. It's like, everything is right with me. So I'm going to continue to treat myself right. That's the energy we want to come from. Okay.
Hi, babes. I am so excited to talk to you about my signature program, The Mindful Method. This is the exact same method that I have been using with hundreds of successful clients to help you heal your relationship to food, to increase confidence, and to lose weight without dieting or killing yourself at the gym. If you're sick of not feeling like your best self, if you're sick of promising yourself that you'll start again on Monday, if you're sick of going on restrictive diets only to gain back the weight, I can tell you right now that if you gained it back, it did not work. You know what's healthy and what's not. You do. You just continue to choose the unhealthy option anyways. And a meal plan will not solve this issue. There is no amount of restriction or discipline or willpower that is going to stop you from self-sabotaging. The body follows the mind. Imagine a life where you don't have to think about what you can or can't eat. Imagine a life where you feel confident in all of your clothes, where every day and every way your body rebalances and you lose all of the weight so you find the truest, healthiest version of yourself. Imagine never having to start again on Monday. This is what happens when you focus on transforming the brain so weight loss is effortless. The body follows the mind. And it's time you actually get to the root cause of your issue. If you are ready to transform and find the truest, healthiest version of you without letting go of your favorite foods, I invite you to fill out the application in my bio. And if you're a good fit, we'll be in touch soon. Back to regular programming.
So when we're disconnected from this inner wisdom and our true desires and our soul and our body, the ego grasps for control as a means for finding stability and security. But in this struggle for control, you actually lose more trust with your body and you lose touch with that body-mind connection that we actually truly need. Like, we were born intuitive. We're born with this connection. We're born with this process, and we unlearn it. And the more we try and control and hyperfixate, the more potential there is for a loss of control. And then when we lose control, we stop trusting ourselves. And then we're like, this is why I control. And we just continue the same cycle over and over again. I know how scary it is to let go of that control and to trust that the body knows how to find balance without you gaining a whole bunch of weight. Trust me, I know. And I have a lot of people who come to me from like the intuitive eating industry where they're just like supposed to eat intuitively and not taught how to like reestablish a relationship with their body, like reestablish that trust. But it's in the letting go of the control and being brave enough to say, like, I deserve freedom. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be healthy. I know my body wants to be healthy. And being able to trust that process that you're going to find peace and harmony and balance. This is really a journey of self-discovery and self-love. And that's exactly what we are trying to cultivate here. And so the whole reason I got into this whole shebang is because ultimatums never fucking work. Like, don't kill me, but stop giving yourself the deadline. It's throwing you off. Your poor little human brain, the ego part of you, is not more intelligent than the universal energy, than the knowledge and the wisdom of the body that's been around for so many years. Like, your ego is as old as you are. And it doesn't have the same type of wisdom that the body and intuition and subconscious has, especially when we're thinking about things like balancing with the times of months. Like, it is a major, major red flag for me when I meet clients who are on an IUD or birth control. And I'm like, okay, your hormones are unbalanced. You probably need to come off birth control. And they're like, oh, I love that I don't get a period. I'm like, okay, I get it. Periods are annoying. But like, who the fuck are you to think that you can control this human process that has been happening for millions of years, not even just in the human body, like all animals too, not all of them, but a lot of them do too. Like, I know dogs get their period. Like, this process of menstruation is a part of being a woman. And so when we try and hyperfixate and control, we are basically just taking ourselves out of balance. So with this client, when we were talking about, you know, having the deadline of wanting to lose 10 pounds for the wedding, there is a possibility here, right? There is a possibility where she can go to this wedding and manifest best case scenario. But if she's going to do that, she has to drop the deadline and she has to drop the control and how she thinks that's going to look. And I'm going to give you an example of my own personal life to hopefully paint this picture for you. So I was nominated last year at exactly this time, actually. I was nominated for Entrepreneur of the Year in the Women's Empowerment Awards in Toronto. And in about May, when I had my daughter, I knew that I was nominated. And then August, I found out I was top three. And then September 21st, the day after my birthday, was the actual award ceremony. And so I'm nominated as Entrepreneur of the Year. I know I'm going to have to say a speech. And it's all about my business. My business is in weight loss. And I was convinced when I found out I was nominated in May and I had my daughter, I was like, oh, by September, I'm going to lose all of the baby weight and it's going to be no problem. Little did I know, I did not lose a single pound other than the weight of my baby. And so it's like September and I'm freaking the fuck out because the entire time I'm looking at the scale and being like, I need to lose 50 pounds by September 21st. And I can't say with 100% certainty that that mentality was the thing that blocked my ability to experience it. Like, there were a lot of things going on. There's a lot of hormonal imbalances. And also, I'm grateful for that experience because it forced me to learn a lot more about hormones in my own body. And now I can help a whole bunch of other people. So thanks, universe, for that. But anyways, it's beginning of September. I have nothing to wear. And I'm supposed to go up in front of a bunch of women and talk about my business in weight loss when I'm 60 pounds overweight, like almost 70 pounds overweight. I was mortified. I was so embarrassed. And if you know me, you know that my wardrobe basically consists of only black skin tight dresses. And so I was like trying on all of these dresses and literally nothing was looking good. It was awful. There was one dress that I actually purchased. It was almost $3,000. It was a gorgeous dress, but it was a size 14. And I typically am around a size like 6, maybe an 8. It's like, am I going to spend $3,000 on one night where I don't even know if I'm going to get the award? And it's like the dress is more than double the size of what I would normally wear. Anyways, nothing was looking good. And so I was getting so frustrated. I was mortified. I remember crying to my husband over and over again, how am I going to go up there, show my face? And I kept thinking like, okay, in my first line of my speech, I'm going to be like, I just had a baby. So everyone would just like know that it's okay that I'm overweight. Like, that's so stupid, Jordan. I'm like, even my husband was like, nobody cares. But I wanted to shout it from the rooftops. I wanted to wear a tag that literally said, I just had a baby. Please don't judge me. Like, nobody cares. Nobody cared. But anyways, I knew because I trusted so much in the manifestation process, I knew I was doing it all wrong, right? Because with manifestation, it's not like you can't have the deadline there, right? It's like if you trust with 100% certainty that your success is inevitable, you can wait and wait without anxiety. And that's when things will come through. And so I was like, all right, let me just try something crazy. I was getting so desperate and I still didn't have anything to wear. And so I was like, I'm just going to try this. And let's see, what do I have to lose at this point? Nothing. And so I did a visualization. I sat for about 5 minutes and I imagined what it would feel like if I was at this event and I just felt amazing. Like I imagined myself walking across the stage, looking and feeling amazing, waving at people. I imagine people being like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Look at her go. Congratulations, Jordana. And I just sat in the energy of like, oh my gosh, it feels so good to feel good about myself, to feel comfortable in my skin, to feel like I look beautiful. And I just spent time in that energy. And then I returned the black dress and I just left it open. I was like, hey, universe, I have a will to look and feel my best at this event. Just like show me the way. And I went shopping with my mom and we went to Saks Fifth Avenue in Sherway. And my mom, we pulled out all these dresses and some of them were nice, but my mom pulled out this dress and it was like puffy pink. And it's so funny because now pink is all the rage. Thank you, Barbie movie. But at that time, especially for me, pink was not a thing. Like I didn't own one thing that's pink. Now I do. We're getting into it. My nails are currently pink. But at that time, I never wore pink. I think the last time I liked pink was when I was 10 years old and painting the walls in my room hot pink. And anyways, this is like a really puffy princess A-line dress that looked like Princess Peach threw up all over it. And she pulled it out. She goes, humor me, try it on. And I tried it on and like, wouldn't you fucking know it? It fit like a dream. It accented and accentuated all of the parts of my body that made me feel sexy. And it hid everything else. It looked like I lost 50 pounds, like almost every single pound that I had to lose. It looked like I lost just wearing that dress alone. And I laughed to myself because I was like, there you go. Like, this is it. Does it really matter if you lose 10 pounds in the 2 months for that wedding? Or is what you really want to just look and feel good? Because I can't guarantee, like even in my program, I can't guarantee when the weight's going to come off. I can guarantee that if you rebalance the mind and rebalance the body, that the weight will come off because the body has no reason to store extra weight. Nobody came down and said, this is your cross to bear. Nobody has a curse or a hex on you. Nobody else is saying like, oh, you're going to be fat for no reason at all. It just doesn't make sense. The body would not hold on to any weight as long as there's no self-sabotage with overeating and as long as the body's in balance. So we balance the thyroid disorders, whatever. So the body and the mind are in balance. Like, of course, the weight's going to come off. I can guarantee that, but I cannot guarantee in 2 months you're going to lose 10 pounds. Some of my clients lose weight immediately. I have a client where in the first like 6 weeks of the program, she lost 20 pounds. It was amazing, which all my clients were like that. And then others were working together for like almost 6 months and we're like pushing 7 pounds. And like, sometimes it's like that, right? It really depends on what's going on in the body. But what I can guarantee is that there is the perfect outcome
for you to experience the thing that you want to experience. So instead of focusing on trying to control and fixate and like thinking that you know better and how something should look, focus on how you want to feel and just surrender, let it go. And then tell me how it goes. Okay, my friends, I love you all. I hope you are enjoying the episodes lately. I know I'm having so much fun recording them. We are going to be doing an AMA, Ask Me Anything, for this month. If you have any questions that you want answered, please reach out to us on social media. You can email us. Social media is probably easier. And yeah, if you like this episode, don't forget to like and subscribe and share it with somebody who needs it. And I love you all. I'll see you on another episode of the Head to Heal podcast. Bye.